This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of our Prophet's names, alayhi salatu wasalam, was Al-Dahuk or Al-Dahak, which relates to someone who frequently smiles. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam was given such names due to the fact that despite the overwhelming presence of nomads, of hypocrites, of ignorant people around him, always asking him, always bombarding him with their questions, the Prophet never felt bored or stressed or showed any type of resentment to them. Rather, he was nice when he spoke to them, and he was always having a smiling face, which is something we need. Definitely, I need a lot of that. We have to learn from him, alayhi salatu wasalam, how he presented Islam. And he was not faking it. This was his nature, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he himself advised us that do not look down at any type of goodness you can do or belittle it, even if you merely meet your brother with a smiling face. And he said that smiling in the face of your brother is a charity. And his description in the old scriptures that he was prolonging his silence, he doesn't talk a lot, and that he would laugh little. So laughter a lot is something that is abhorred in Islam. And some of it is recommended in Islam. So smiling, which is just the opening of the mouth without any sound, and this is the minimum amount of laughter, this is the best, and it is desired and recommended in Islam. As Allah mentioned about Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam in the Quran, when he heard the ant advising the other ants. So the ant is advising other ants that go to your holes so that Sulaiman and his troops would not step on you without them noticing you. Allah says, فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِنْ قَوْلِهَا. He smiled in a gesture of joy or laughter from what she had said. And the Prophet's laughter was like that. He would not open his mouth and fall on his back and make this big sound of laughter like people of ignorance do. That wasn't his style, alayhi salatu wasalam. His laughter was just a smile, maybe his moral teeth, I think they call it moral teeth, would appear when he does this. Jabir ibn Samurah, may Allah be pleased with him, says, after Fajr prayer, the Prophet used to remain, alayhi salatu wasalam, where he had prayed Fajr, until the sun rises. And sometimes the companions would talk among themselves about things they did in previous times, pre-Islamic era. And they would laugh about some of the funny things they used to do, and the Prophet would not, alayhi salatu wasalam, deny them, said, no, don't do that, don't talk about these things. Rather, he would just simply smile. He would also smile and maybe laugh when people misbehave with him. In an incident, Anas ibn Malik tells us that while he was walking with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Prophet was wearing a cloak made of harsh wool, and he had nothing underneath it, when all of a sudden a nomad came from behind the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, startling him, grabbing him from his cloak and pulling him in a harsh way, to the extent that it affected his neck and shoulder. You can see traces of it on his skin. Not only that, he also addressed the Prophet ﷺ in a disrespectful way by saying, "O Muhammad, give me from the money you have. It is Allah's money, not yours." What is this? Such an attitude, if any of us would have been addressed by it, probably would have made a fight out of it. Not the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet looked at him and he laughed, smiled at him, and ordered his companions to give him something. This is the character of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. When they portray him as a tyrant, as a warmonger, as bloodthirsty, what is this? Complete ignorance. You have not read the Prophet's biography alayhi salam, not even one single page. And this is cascaded throughout his life. He would smile, he would laugh, but he would not, as I said earlier, break in laughter and fall on his back or act hysterically. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, may Allah be pleased with him, said, once the Prophet ﷺ was addressing women of Quraysh. They were talking to him. They were bombarding him with questions and complaints of their husbands, of their lifestyle. And they were raising their voices in his presence. And the Prophet, as we all know him, was the kind, tolerant, patient individual who would not hush them down or complain or say anything that would be rude. Though they should have respected the Prophet ﷺ more, but they felt of him as a father figure. So they spoke in such a fashion until Umar knocked the door and asked for permission to enter. When he did that, they immediately hushed down, tucked themselves up, covered themselves properly, and took a side. So when Umar was allowed to enter, he came in and found the Prophet ﷺ laughing. So Umar said, "O Prophet of Allah, may Allah Azza wa Jal all you make you always in this cheerful mood. What is it that's making you laugh?" So the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, in reply to his question, I'm amazed of these women who were at my presence with their voices loud and talking until they heard your voice asking for permission, how they all of a sudden turned 180 degrees, hushed down, and went to wear their hijab. And when Umar scolded them, "How dare you speak like this in the presence of the Prophet ﷺ and do what you have done when I came in?" They said to him, "The Prophet is not as rude as you are. The Prophet is not as harsh as you are." And this shows you, when the Prophet smiles, ﷺ, when he laughs, that our religion is not a religion of depression or of sadness and sorrow. It's a religion of being optimistic, being positive, feeling the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is why, despite all of the Prophet's worries, alayhi salatu wasalam, and his tasks at hand, despite all of the things he was thinking about, how to run his ummah and spread his da'wah, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, despite all of that, he would still have the time to joke with his wives and companions and spread an atmosphere of mercy and optimism. Abu Huraira says, the companions once said to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, O Prophet of Allah, you joke with us. As if they were amazed by that. How is this possible when you are the messenger of Allah and someone as serious as you are, yet you joke with us? And the Prophet acknowledged this and said, yes, but I only say the truth. Meaning he would never joke while saying a lie. All what comes from his mouth is truthful. In an incident, there was a companion by the name of Zahir. And this companion was a nomad, a Bedouin, meaning that he did not live in the city or the town or a village. He was taking his sheep, roaming around the earth, looking for places to graze. So he was always living in his tent. And he used to come to Medina every now and then to sell some of his goods and earn money and go about his own life. But whenever he comes to Medina, he used to bring gifts to the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet loved him, a simple man. He used to say, Zahir is our nomad living in the wilderness or in the desert, and we are his town folk that he comes and visits. One day, the Prophet went to the market, alayhi salatu wasalam, and saw him auctioning some of his stuff. This is how the markets were. Who would buy this pen from me? 1, 2, 5, okay, 5, nobody else, I'll sell it to him. This is how they used to sell and buy things, auctions. So while he was selling his merchandise, minding his own business, the Prophet sneaked from behind him and embraced him. So the guy wasn't able to see who was that behind him. And he says, let me go. Who's this? Let me go. Then when he looked and he discovered that it was the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he kept on going back so that his back would become in contact with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam more rather than trying to release himself from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So the Prophet started announcing, who would buy this slave from me? The Prophet is joking with him, but he is a slave of Allah. So the Prophet is auctioning him. And he was joking in a very beautiful manner with this companion who was not of great importance like Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman. He was just a nomad. And Zahir said, O Prophet of Allah, in this case, nobody would buy me. If you're auctioning me, nobody's interested in buying someone like me. And the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, but by Allah, you are of great value at the sight of Allah. Encouragement, positivity, optimism. What kind of a boost this would give to this nomad? No one knows him. What kind of a motivation it would give him when the head of the state, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says such powerful words. Anas ibn Malik says, a man comes to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and is eager to go for jihad. He wants to fight in the cause of Allah, but he's broke. He's stone broke. So he said, O Prophet of Allah, give me a camel so that I could travel and fight in the cause of Allah. So the Prophet says to him, alayhi salatu wasalam, we will give you a child of a camel. And the guy says, what would I do with a child of a camel, a son of a camel? This is too small to carry me to battle. And the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, and do she camels give birth except to big camels? Meaning that he didn't lie, but he just pulled his legs in the sense that I'll give you a son of a camel, which is a grown-up, full-fledged camel. But the man thought it was going to be a newborn camel that would not help or suffice. Suhaib, may Allah be pleased with him, came to the Prophet once, and the Prophet was eating, alayhi salam, some dates and bread. And the Prophet invited him as usual and said, join me. So Suhaib started eating from the dates. And we know that dates are more valuable than bread. So the Prophet, and by the way, Suhaib had some illness in his eye. So one of his eyes was infected. And the Prophet ﷺ joked with him. And he said to him, you eat dates with this infection in your eye? So Suhaib replied this joke with another joke by saying, O Prophet of Allah, I'm eating on the other side with the good eye is looking. So the Prophet ﷺ laughed and smiled in his face. The Prophet used to smile, he used to laugh, but he used to warn us that too much laughter kills the heart. And this is what we see among a lot of the Muslims who spend their lives watching comedy, watching stand-ups, listening to jokes, reading jokes, watching comics and reading comics, just to enjoy their time, not knowing that this has a very profound and negative impact on their heart. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, do not laugh a lot, because a lot of laughter kills the heart. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, as I said, used to joke with his wives. Once he met Mother Aisha, and when she saw him, she complained of a severe migraine or a headache. So the Prophet ﷺ was joking with her and said to her, O Aisha, what would it be if you were to die before me and I would wash you and shroud you and offer prayer, a funeral upon you, and then bury you? What would be? So Mother Aisha, immediately her jealousy meter went to the roof and said, oh yeah, of course, if this happens and I die before you, I immediately, the following moment after burying me, I think you're going to get married to another woman and bring her to my house. So she didn't think about dying. She didn't think about being buried. Rather, she thought of who the Prophet ﷺ was going to get married to and bring in her house. And the Prophet smiled in her face, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam once laughed. And when they asked him, why are you laughing, O Prophet of Allah? He said, I am amazed by people being dragged into paradise while being in chains. How is this possible? How can people be dragged into paradise in chains? We know that people enter paradise willingly. Well, scholars explained that this is in reference to prisoners of wars, concubines, slaves who fall in captivity after the jihad, after the war between the Muslims and the non-Muslims, and they fall into captivity. They are imprisoned. They become slaves and sold as slaves. they are in chains. But then they see Islam, they embrace Islam, and they become good Muslims, and they die to enter paradise as Muslims. Whereas if they were left to their own old religions, they would have died and went to hell. These chains, which was sad to them to be in captivity after being free, these chains led them to paradise. So what an irony. The Prophet ﷺ laughed about this. And finally, there are so many so much material with me about the Prophet's laughter, but the time would not suffice. Finally, the Prophet ﷺ used to laugh and smile when he sees his companions pursuing some of the adornment of this world. Once, Abu Ubaidah, may Allah be pleased with him, came from Bahrain with some money and some booty of wars and some treasures. So the Ansar heard of that. So they came and rushed to the masjid. And after Fajr prayer, each one of them started standing up a little bit, trying to draw the Prophet's attention, so that when the Prophet ﷺ starts to distribute some of this wealth, he would remember them. So the Prophet ﷺ smiled and laughed when he saw them do what they were doing after Fajr prayer, and he said, have the glad tidings and be wishful and hopeful, because by Allah, it's not poverty that I fear for you. Rather, I fear that Allah would open the doors of this dunya for you, and it would be widely spread within your reach as it was opened to those nations before you, and that would lead you to compete with one another like they competed with one another, and that would eventually lead you to your destruction as it led them to their destruction. The Prophet ﷺ used to smile a lot, and he used to smile in the faces of his companions like Tamim ad-Dari, may Allah be pleased with him. He said, since I embraced Islam, whenever I encountered the Prophet ﷺ, he would not see me except that he would smile in my face. This is something we should inject in our daily lives. Instead of having a grumpy face and a frown whenever someone talks to us. No, be friendly, have a smiling face, not cracking jokes everywhere, not laughing loudly, LOL. Rather, be like the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and through that we hope and wish that we will be with him in paradise on the day of judgment.